WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Before the end of the month, College Station city officials are supposed to hear what's going to be done about a pond that was filled in last month. The land in question borders the Raintree subdivision along the northbound freeway service road. Boyd Sorrell made the initial report to City Hall staff and later to the City Council.
About 150 foot was filled in with dirt. He had he's violated at least 10 city ordinances. He doesn't have a building permit. He doesn't have a drainage study. He doesn't have an engineer study. He doesn't have a drainage plan. He pushed that dirt up, so the water is going to back up into my part of the natural waterway.
The City Council approved rezoning the land in question for suburban commercial uses 2 months ago. A city spokesman says the engineer hired by the developer is supposed to determine if any negative effects occurred, what corrections may be necessary, and a plan of action. The developer could be given a specific deadline, and fines could be levied if sustained progress does not continue to resolve the issue. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes first-round consideration of allowing tattoo businesses in the downtown area.
It's been a month since the Planning and Zoning Commission endorsed the option. Scott Hickel, part of the subcommittee whose recommendations were unanimously endorsed.
This is 2013. This is Bryan, Texas. Do we want to be painted as a city that is a little bit myopic and looking into the past and looking at some situations that would cast aspersions on a particular business?
P&Z Chairman Michael Beckendorf agreed with Hickel that the city needs to move forward.
There's been just as many letters against this as there is for it, and we need to compromise. And so I think this is a good compromise.
Online at WTAW.com are more than 40 pages of letters supporting and opposing tattoo businesses in part of downtown if the P&Z approves a conditional use permit. The changes also call for separating shops a minimum of 1 mile from each other and restrict floor space to between 3,000 and 5,000 square feet. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You won't have to worry about your children who live in student housing anymore. Effective immediately in the Texas Legislature's regular session, universities are allowed to check the criminal history of students who plan to live on campus. Vice President of Student Services at Blinn College, Dennis Krausen, says that the goal of this bill is to create a safer environment for students.
We feel like we can do a better job of controlling who is in student housing and just make sure it's a safer environment for our students.
Carlson was a witness for the bill when it was passed in June. He says that he expects to see a reduction in the amount of crime that happens on campus once universities start implementing this bill. Another phase of the Briarcrest Drive reconstruction between the freeway and Kent Street is underway. This week, between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., existing pavement will be removed. Next week, during the same hours, a new asphalt surface will be laid. For those of you who drive Harvey Road, you might have noticed a new traffic signal. Flashing yellow and red lights started at Harvey and Copperfield yesterday. The signals will switch to normal operation on Thursday morning. Rick Perry has announced he will not seek re-election. He says between now and the end of next year, he will actively lead the state, and that includes pushing through pro-life legislation.
I will continue working hard to do what's best for Texas. And that includes this special session and additional sessions if required. We have better protected the right to life.
While Perry was in San Antonio, abortion rights advocates were outnumbered nearly 2-1 in Austin as testimony resumed on the controversial abortion restrictions bill.
The testimony of the Senate's experts on both sides of the issue seemed to contradict. Dr. Michael Love, an Austin OBGYN, supports the bill, especially upgrading the standards to that of ambulatory surgical centers.
But improving safety for the patient and meeting the standard of care to protect women.
Amy Hagstrom Miller, the CEO of Whole Women's Health, runs both types of clinics.
The abortion procedure itself is done the same way in an abortion facility as it would be done in an ambulatory surgical center.
Is there any reason that a licensed abortion facility would need a male locker room?
No.
The Senate House is set to vote on their version of the bill tomorrow. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Learn to decorate a cake like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the beginner's fondant class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for some fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private party. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Hot and humid. That's the story across our part of the world for today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will head up to 95. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 95 to near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's hazy. We're going to get the weather report from the two ladies who have just been out there. Priscilla, how would you describe the atmosphere?
I would say it's hazy. I did not need my sunglasses on.
Yeah, okay. Leah?
I did for the north side of town because I come all the way from north of Bryan.
But up there it's not bad.
No, it's sunny and bright, and after I hit Gander Mountain, it was not so much.
All right, so there you go. You have the they were just out there, and you know that. We don't have Jethro trivia today.
What?
It's such a
listen
lame.
Listen to that disappointment.
I know.
Yes.
Well, but the problem is it was so lame that I decided not to do that. So anyway, what we have though, researchers by a game society, or research by Game Society member Pixwoo, finds today's gamers in the U.S. and U.K. are older and more settled than your stereotypical teenage boy living in the basement. The average gamer in the UK now is 35.
That's sad. Sorry.
Married or in a long-term relationship.
Sad.
Earns $35,000 a year and plays games on the console up to 12 hours a week.
Horrible.
And is as likely to be female as male. Either of you
so
ladies.
So it's just not geeky guys.
No, either of you ladies ever.
No. No,
because there's a lot of men whose dream women must live in the UK, huh?
Yeah.
There was something called Barn Chores that was our game.
A video game called Barn Chores.
We're going to have a game called Scoop the Poo.
It was. Yeah.
Now, y'all can't hear them. Is that right? Can y'all hear them?
I can hear them.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think everything's been
repaired.
Everything's
okay now. Oh, good. All right. Then I'm going to go. Now, let's see. Test 1, 2. No, I'm going to go back here. All right. We had headphone issues earlier this morning. Got that taken care of. But anyway, other insights. Has one child, drives a Ford or a BMW, owns two different consoles, owns 18 games, has two arguments a week with their partner about gaming. Okay, now, all right, there.
There's the problem.
Hello. And has five online friends in the gaming community. Scary. Shouldn't they be out working or something like that?
Yes, that's why they only make $35,000.
That's it. Okay, here we go. Watch your...
Hey,
watch your...
Some hard workers might make less than that.
Well, that's true, but, you know...
Just
still,
saying.
It's in England, too, which, you know, things cost more.
A lot more.
Watch your language around mom and dad. A new survey from SeniorMarketing.com finds people who consider seniors, or who are considered seniors, find some terms to be... well, kind of outdated and even offensive, including the word senior.
Most of the respondents, about 71% of them, were fine with terms like baby boomer, but opinions were evenly split over the term senior, with only 49% approving of it. Half the respondents say they've been victims of ageist stereotypes, in other words, discrimination by age. Mm-hmm. 72% of them say that they knew someone who had been. And a full 94% of the respondents felt nursing home had the worst association in their mind out of all the choices represented for your post-retirement housing. Retirement community only had 13% negative. And listen to this in your marketing, because that's what you'll hear. Do you remember when it used to be called a rest home?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, a long time ago, that's what they called them, as rest homes. But anyhow, retirement community is okay. Retirement home had 48% negative association. 41% thought the term senior living and retirement community was outdated. So pretty much, you know, that's it. That's
Just pretend they're not old, right?
Well, yeah.
I like Rush's best.
What's that?
Seasoned citizens.
Seasoned citizens. Seasoned citizens sounds good. Yep, I think that works. All right, it's 8:15, so as mentioned, Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. What's going on in y'all's world there?
Well, my grandma's not a senior. She's taking up kayaking at 82.
Oh,
so.
Right!
Good on
her. I'm like, yeah. But the best part, she can't swim.
Oh.
But she's like, I'm okay. I have a life preserver.
Okay, well.
Is that a girl?
Okay. She taught my sister and I how to swim, and my aunts and my uncles how to swim, but she can't swim herself.
That's funny.
Okay, well, she stood on the shore and told you what to do? Okay.
Yeah.
It worked.
It worked.
Okay,
it worked.
Yeah, so good for her.
Anyhow, I'm sure we have something at the shelter that would like to swim as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in our favorite swimmer of the bunch, Buffy did get adopted.
Oh,
we had
good.
One dog that was ecstatic about water.
Oh,
and
really?
She got adopted on Friday.
Good.
But we have some very similar to her. We've got some little tubs in the play yards, and they bounce out of them, in them, out. So if you're looking for something that is water motivated, we can try that out for you and see how much they'll like the water. Everything from smaller dogs up to some larger breed dogs. We actually have a Doberman, but he's heartworm positive, unfortunately. But we do pay for up to $250 of his treatment. And most of the vets in this area will consider that good if you do adopt from the shelter and do it at cost of the $250. So it's a great opportunity there. He's a really wonderful dog. Or even his roommate, who's a black mouth cur. And we run the gamut of a little bit of everything. We have plenty of cats to choose from. We're getting in kittens. Finally, they're coming back from foster care. We have plenty of kittens coming in. We have lots of kittens in foster care and still some that need to go to foster care.
Okay.
It's kind of that never-ending vicious cycle. We have we're seeing the kittens that come in now are, you know, about 6 weeks old, so they're looking for a foster home for 2 to 3 weeks because they do need to be 8 weeks and 2 pounds, and that's usually what kicks us there a little bit, is the 2 pounds we end up getting into. Generally, a kitten with its mother in a foster home, 8 weeks, they're 2 pounds, they're ready to go, but mm-hmm. when they come in stray, they just generally need a little bit of extra time. So if you're interested in foster care, we have an orientation tonight that's good for fosters and for volunteers, so if you're interested in either one of them, go to our website, AggieLaneHumane.org, and print off the paperwork you need and fill out the forms and so on and so forth, and come to that orientation at 5:30. It's a really great opportunity to get you in and get you started and going and getting you involved, because then we have other events from there. That's just the very first step, because in the fall we have plenty of events to participate in. We have Wienerfest that's really just going to be around the corner here in October. Where we'll need lots of volunteers for it. And then we will have a lot of the events. Some of them are even including volunteer opportunities fairs that we go out to campus and so forth, and looking for volunteers who've had a little bit of time in the shelter. So if you get started now, by the time those events and those tabling events come around, you can go out and actually help us recruit for more volunteers or foster homes. The foster homes, especially because of our foster base pretty much just going and turning over every semester almost because of the student population. They foster for us and then they graduate or leave town, or their semesters don't make it so that they can foster. So consider fostering. We do need some, like I said, right now. We have camp going on right now. We have another one in August we're still taking registrations for. That's August 12th I believe it's 12th, 13th, and 14th. And great opportunity there for your 8 to 12-year-old. And if, again, if you're interested in adopting, come out and visit us, 5359 Leonard Road, or check out our website, Aggie Land Humane, or find us on Facebook, Aggie Land Humane Society.
All right. Thanks a lot, Leah, here with the Humane Society. And as mentioned, Priscilla's here from the Chamber this morning. How are you today?
I am doing well.
Great.
Thank you.
What you have for us?
Getting ready for tomorrow. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting for TexAgs. Yeah. And they are so excited, and we're excited. And that's going to be at their new location at 308 George Bush Drive from 4:30 to 5:30. So come out and support their new place. And then we're looking forward to next Friday night, which is Ladies' Night.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. It's going to be, it's going to be such fun.
The event that never happens.
Yeah, that's right. It never happened, and nobody knows what goes on.
Yeah,
what
make it sound so sketchy.
Right. No. It's great fun, I'm sure. Yeah, from what I've heard. Yeah.
Tickets are only $50, and that includes dinner and dancing and booths and all sorts of good stuff. There's going to be a fashion show, and the title sponsors are Pepsi and Capital Farm Credit, and I believe we still have space available, so you can call the chamber at 260-5200 to get your ticket or a table.
And I know some girls from Brian Broadcasting will be coming, so
yes.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
Now it's a party.
Are you gonna be one of them?
I can't because it's Bubba's MMA fight.
Oh,
it's my friend's boyfriend.
Oh, well, there may be an MMA fight there. You never know. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen there.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you'll have to make your plans next year then. But anyway, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, and then I want to talk about our Community Impact Awards, which is July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really important. This is when we recognize historically underutilized businesses. And we want to thank the Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services for being our sponsor for that for a long time now. And nominations are due today. So if you know of a women-owned or an African-American-owned or Native American or owned business, please send in their nomination form to bcschamber.org, and let's recognize them and what they do and how they help the community.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's going to be July 30th at Pebble Creek Country Club. So keep your eye out for that. And then, of course, we have Business After Hours on July 25th, and that, too, will be at Pebble Creek Country Club. And that's always a great, great time. Bring your business cards, and there's beverages and yummy food. And then new member orientation. I'm kind of going backwards here.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right.
But our sponsor for our new member orientation is ABC Home and Commercial Services. I just want to sing that song.
I know. It's a great jingle. Yeah. It is a great jingle.
Home and Commercial Services.
See, she did, no matter what. You couldn't stop her.
So that's Monday, July 22nd at the Chamber office from 4 to 5 p.m. And for new members, please come out and learn all that the Chamber can do for you and your business.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's my...
That's your spiel for today.
That's right.
All right. Great. Thanks. We visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesday as well. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
More than 30 years, David Gardner's has been your go-to place when it comes to jewelry for a special occasion, for a very private, personal occasion. They can do that for you because really, almost since day one, David's been actually creating the jewelry in the store for his store. And you can see the entire process now because they quite often have a drafting board up behind the jeweler's bench where you can see that portion of the project is going on. And again, that's the thing that's always fun is that creative side. Even though David's been doing this for so long, he still enjoys coming up with creations, taking an idea, maybe turning it around, customizing it, putting a little spin on it, and always giving you that David Gardner touch and David Gardner value that you want. Because again, it's like anything else. You do want good value in what you buy. And They create many of the jewelry pieces right there. And then, as I say, they'll customize them to a special occasion. Remember also there are other jewelry designers there as well. And know this, if this is the first piece of jewelry that you bought or you've been doing it for a long, long time, David Gardner's has ideas, they have suggestions, and they can have some education for you too if it's your first timer on this. Don't forget they have a special website called Where Aggies Get Engaged, and that is for Aggies who are getting engaged. You go in, and it's a split page. It's got a he side and a she side. Get the questions answered. Quite honestly, on the he side, they're much more basic, but on the she side, they go into a little bit more detail. But the deal is, that's a big time. You've got lots of questions. They've got lots of answers. That's David Gardner's 911 University Drive.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Kroger is growing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A supermarket merger will get attention on Wall Street today. Kroger is buying Harris Teeter for nearly $2.5 billion. The acquisition will boost Kroger's presence in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions. Harris Teeter has about 200 markets along the East Coast from Florida to Delaware. It has been expanding in recent months. Big retailers had more business last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 3% from the prior week. The 4th of July holiday helped boost demand for various products. There is considerable interest in the streaming video site Hulu. Three buyout offers have been received. One is from DirecTV, another is from a group led by AT&T. The third is from a Guggenheim Digital Media KKR partnership. And Yahoo has pulled the plug on the once popular internet search engine, AltaVista. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Find apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, plus Texas-themed corporate gifts and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. Great gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Summer's here and the savings are hot during Allen Honda's sizzling summer sale. Beat the heat with great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you are a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. It's the sizzling summer sale going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council has lots of opinions as they consider whether to open part of the downtown area to tattoo businesses.
Tonight's council agenda includes the first of two readings of amending zoning regulations. Leo Gonzalez was part of a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission endorsement a month ago.
And it's never been a question of whether you would be a good fit for downtown. It's a decision that goes with the land. So that was our concern, is to make sure that we did, as Ms. Hardiman said, take care of downtown for the future.
Commissioner Prentice Madison's vote was based in part by the community support of the tattoo shop owner who wants to move to 26 and Sims.
I think this is good for the whole community of how we laid this out. I hope council takes that into consideration and go along with what we recommended to the council.
The proposal, which you can read online at WTAW.com, calls for restricting the amount of floor space in a tattoo business to between 3,000 and 5,000 square feet, and separating shops a minimum of 1 mile from each other. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 months ago, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land along the east side of the freeway for suburban commercial use. At the last council meeting, a neighboring homeowner in the Raintree development, Boyd Sorrell, said 150 feet of a pond was illegally filled in.
There's a natural waterway that empties into that retention pond. People downstream, now there's no the water that's going to shoot somewhere else. He willfully and knowingly violated all these ordinances, and I think there ought to be some punishment for that. If I put up a sign that says Neighborhood Watch, I can bet fine $350. And what he did is way beyond putting up a sign.
Since then, a city spokesman says the developer has hired an engineer to determine if any negative effects occurred, what corrections may be necessary, and a plan of action. The developer is supposed to submit a report to city staff before the end of the month or face a specific deadline and possible fines. Traffic signals have come to another growing area. Flashing yellow and red lights were turned on yesterday at Harvey and Copperfield. On Thursday morning, the signals will switch to normal operation. And if you drive Briarcrest between the freeway and Kent Street, be prepared for further delays the next 2 weeks. Existing asphalt will be removed this week, then replaced next week. This work will be done each evening between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., weather permitting. For students living on campus, universities might be getting safer. The Texas legislature passed a bill that says universities will be allowed to check the criminal history of students who want to live in on-campus housing. Vice President of Student Services at Blinn College, Dennis Croson, says that he expects fewer crimes to happen in on-campus housing once this bill is implemented.
We've had some crimes done by students who would have not been in housing had this bill been in place prior to this year.
Croson was a witness for the bill when it was passed in June. He says that with this bill, student housing should become a safer environment. What had been speculated became official from Rick Perry yesterday.
Today, I am announcing I will not seek re-election as governor of Texas.
Perry gave no indication of what he'll do after he leaves office.
I will spend the next 18 months working to create more jobs, opportunity, and innovation. I will actively lead this great state.
Among those believed to be running for governor, Attorney General Greg Abbott says he's not making any big announcements this week. But on Sunday, Abbott begins a statewide tour to meet and greet voters in San Antonio, followed by a stop in Houston next Monday. And continuing the political trickle-down effect of Perry's announcement comes word of a candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner to fill the vacancy being left by Barry Smitherman, who's running for Attorney General. State Representative Stephanie Carter, a Dallas Republican, announced her bid yesterday. WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
He's caring, he's patient, he's understanding, and he goes above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you, Dr. Gale.
He's extremely attentive to both expectant mothers and patients with gynecological problems. His professionalism and dedication to the patient cannot be understated. Thanks, Dr. Gale.
I'm Dr. Justin Gale with College Station Advanced OBGYN. I'd like to thank our patients for their kind comments and for trusting us for advanced, high-quality health care for women. We are dedicated to making your medical experience personalized, pleasant, and memorable during every stage of your life. It's what we do.
8:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Hear those numbers.
Hot and humid, that's the story across our part of the world for today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will head up to 95, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 95 to near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And once again, a happy Sugar Cookie Day to you. It's Yay. National Sugar Cookie Day, so... You know, go do that, either the plane or, you know, you could put stuff on it. There's all sorts of fun things you can do with sugar cookies. So, okay, you know, I say actually when I'm doing the commercial for Acme Glass, I talk about how glass isn't new. It's just the uses of it are. Now get this is pretty cool. The same company responsible for that glass bakeware, you know, Corning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Working on a glass technology that can kill both drug-resistant bacteria and drug-resistant viruses.
It's interesting.
Corning began working on the antimicrobial technology for the healthcare industry, but sees the potential for a much bigger market. Germ-fighting screens would be a welcome upgrade to any cell phone owner. Mashable recently reported that mobile phones carry more germs than a toilet seat. Good thing you don't have a toilet seat on your mobile phone, right? Or a kitchen counter or a pet food dish or any of those other things that we think are icky to touch. It's not the only new glass technology, though, that they are studying at Corning. The company is also developing anti-reflective glass that can make it easier to see screens outside in the sun. When you see a photo of the difference between what we currently see on screens and what we could see, you'll be pretty excited about what future cell phone technology is going to be able to do, because we all probably have to do that, especially during the summertime. We're standing outside trying to use our cell phone, and we've got to turn around a special way to block it. But, again, one more thing that's happening. And, again, that's from the Corning Works, who've been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, they have.
Police in Vancouver are urging residents to lock their doors and windows to keep out naked intruders.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be plural. Apparently, a local man came home to find a disrobed stranger cooking eggs in his kitchen on Monday night.
Okay. He's hungry.
Police spokesman said this guy didn't get violent or anything, and nothing was taken, nothing was damaged, but it was a great reminder for everybody. Now, it says he was cooking eggs, probably not bacon. What do you think?
Oh, hey now.
All right, then.
I don't get that joke.
Okay, thanks. Jay Leno, bacon splatters.
Oh.
Oh, now you get it.
I see.
Okay, because the eggs might not. But Jay Leno may be about to retire, but his ratings keep going up. Daily Variety says that according to Nielsen, Jay Leno's show topped the late-night ratings for the second quarter of this year, in contrast to David Letterman's show, which was down in all categories except for the 50-plus, which they really don't want.
No.
Because the commercials have to be real loud.
Yeah.
The as far as late night goes, number six is Late Night with Craig Ferguson, who, again, is a funny guy. And I guess if I had time to, you know, capture it and watch it, I would. But I everything I see from him, I think, is
pretty humorous.
Yeah,
I think he's incredibly entertaining. Yeah.
Number five is Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Now, again, we're only talking fewer than 2 million viewers in both of those cases. The Daily Show has only 2 million viewers, but again, I think it's the right 2 million. They certainly make their mark. Jimmy Kimmel Live is in third place. David Letterman is in second with 2.8 million, and The Tonight Show with 3.5 million viewers, which is, again, I guess that's some, but that's not what I'd call a really big number in the grand scheme of things. Paul McCartney continues to stay on the cutting edge of music. Just recorded a lead vocal for a new track by the Bloody Beetroots. That's the band name used by Italian electro musician Sir Bob Cornelius Rifo. Do we know who he is?
No, that one eludes me.
All right, don't know. The Eagles kicked off their History of the Eagles tour on Saturday night in Louisville. Guess who was on stage and will be for the entire tour? That'd be Bernie Leadon, who was the original lead guitarist before he quit in 1975.
Really?
Yep. Don Henley told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he and Glenn Frey also wanted original bass player Randy Meisner to come back, which would be so cool if he would have, but he didn't. He apparently had a choking incident, which was so severe it caused him to pass out.
Mm.
Wow.
And Randy Meisner is the guy who sings Take It to the Limit, if you're an Eagles fan. And the thing is, he could just hit that note, you know. And the thing is, I kind of like the band. But Meisner got to the point where he didn't want to sing it anymore. You know, I don't want to go out there and sing it. But, hell, there were a lot of people who were in the arena who were not going to be happy Take It to the Limit just needed to be sung. But, anyhow, so he can't come back. One of the people who definitely will not be there is Don Felder, who also was a part of the band, simply because he still has lawsuits pending against Henley
and
Frey. So I guess that probably wouldn't be the thing to do. You know, you wouldn't really necessarily want to have him on stage if you're doing that. And a guy in China converted his entire house into a five-story orchard. 55-year-old gardener Brown started by growing a couple of tomato plants on his balcony. One thing led to another, and now he harvests grapes, eggplants, plums, and different types of vegetables. His home is so covered in leaves, vines, and other plants that you cannot see the structure itself.
He must not live in Texas.
No, it's in China. It's a little bit different over there. He says, if I want some fruits or vegetables, all I have to do is open the window and pick them.
I think that's very cool.
Well, it is, I guess.
I wonder what it does to the house.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The structure of the quality of the structure of the facility, over time, with all those roots digging into it, probably won't be the safest thing in the world. But again, this is where they eat chicken feet that are 46 years old, too, so it doesn't matter.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions lines at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
8:45, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sorry, it's going to be, well, it's not going to be 100 today. That's good news. It will be the rest of the week.
At some point, you're just keeping score.
That's true. And we don't want to be keeping score of the number of days over 100 either, but we may have to.
And still, I have cleared off. Whatever that stuff was went away.
It's kind of funk in the air,
wasn't it? It was, yeah, just kind of grunge. So we'll see. Maybe that was, again, the moisture that was in there. Finally heating up and going away. So you can find just about anything online at Amazon, but before you buy, check their outlet store and warehouse deals. Amazon's outlet store and warehouse deals, obviously not on the main page. They're kind of hidden back within some other shopping categories. Easiest way to find them is to click on today's deals and then look at the subcategories. Items in the outlet store offer 30 to 60% off MSRP. And the warehouse is typically an open box of refurbished items that are available for a lot less. And they have the same return policy as Amazon. So if you haven't ever shopped there, you might want to try that. Some animals have behavior that we tend to associate with humans. Here are a few emotions we share with different species. For instance, elephants mourn.
Yep.
When a beloved member of the troop dies, those left behind not only bury the body with leaves and grass, but they keep a vigil for a week and return to visit the bones for years to come. Rats and rodents have a heart. They've been observed grimacing when their friends were in pain and will refuse food if it requires hurting a loved one. Birds get jealous.
Really?
When a male bluebird is out foraging to provide for their mate's nest, females have been known to cheat with another male. When the blue boy gets home, he's furious. They have fighting and sometimes injury. There's like domestic violence in the bird world. Dolphins really are kind. They have been known to help out other species in trouble, including humans. We've heard about that, how that can happen. Now, if your kids don't have a regular bedtime, it could be affecting their brain power. Okay, let's add that to the list of things that are affecting their brain power, because it's already a dangerously long list anyhow.
And can that affect grown-ups, too?
Well, of course it could. And again, during the summertime, how much does their lifestyle change? And that probably could include the bedtime thing. Researchers found that those children, without a regular bedtime or went to bed later than 9 o'clock, tested lower in reading and math. All right, I don't have all the numbers here, but I'm just thinking, turn to your child who is over the age of 12 and say, okay, you're going to bed before 9 o'clock. How's
but
that
it's still light out.
Yeah, really. Especially,
Dad!
Especially now. Findings published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health suggest a link between a lack of sleep and how well the brain learns new information. Researchers noticed that children who had never had regular bedtimes tested worse than their peers in terms of test scores for reading, math, and spatial awareness. Okay. Not having a regular bedtime tells you that that child's pretty much just, you know, they get to do what they want to do, which probably does have something to do with the rest of the things
problem
that go on in their
one.
World. That's right. That's right. Maybe they're not doing their homework either. Maybe they're not paying attention. There's a whole lot of things. Whole lot of things that could have to do with that. That's just noticed by not having a regular bedtime. Researchers consider the possibility that children with late or erratic bedtimes can come from the more socially disadvantaged backgrounds and were less likely to read than watch TV before bed. Okay, that's it. If you watch TV before you go to bed, you're going to be stupid. Okay? Can't we just draw that conclusion right there? But after controlling all of those factors, the link actually between mental performance and the lax bedtimes remains. So some people may look at this study and believe that the lack of sleep makes children less intelligent, but researchers say that's not what we're talking about here. Experts say it's best to establish good bedtime routines. Actually, it's just best. I mean, they say bedtime routines. It's just best to get a routine.
That's all people.
Yeah, exactly. Just a routine. Works for animals, works for people. So there. The revolution will not be tweeted, will not be live streamed or Instagrammed, not yet anyway, but for now, TV remains America's number one news source. Doesn't mean it's accurate, just means that's where most people get it.
That's where they go.
Yes. Well, again, the aforementioned Daily Show, whole bunch of people get a lot of news from that and always remember it.
Yeah.
It's a new Gallup poll that's telling us stuff that we already knew. And those results held true regardless of age, politics, gender, education, or employment status. Of those surveyed, 55% said TV was their main source of news and current events, compared to 21% on the Internet. Okay, that's 76% right there. 2% specifically identified social media services, Twitter and Facebook, as their go-to medium.
Yikes.
That is so frightening.
It is, because you know what? That number is going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we have to worry about that. That number will go up. To reduce driver distraction, Garmin, remember Garmin? Garmin's kind of like AOL. Remember, they started with those GPS things. You know, the things that are on your phone now that you get for nothing. Anyway. To reduce distraction, Garmin introducing a heads-up display that works with smartphones to shine navigation information on the windshield. The idea is to reduce the distance that the driver's eyes need to move from the road to take the latest route. Just turn on the talk thing. Let it talk to you. Because, again, I haven't seen the display, but at some point, I have to believe there can be a hypnotic factor to that, and I'm not sure that's a...
It's called target fixation.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, that's... I can't imagine that's a good thing. The late Scott Ensminger, lived 55 years as a Cleveland Browns fan and season ticket holder. The deceased wasn't just your average Browns fan. He apparently wrote a song each year about the Browns, which he sent to the team along with advice on how to run the organization. Yeah, such a big fan that the family encouraged everyone attending his funeral to wear the clothes that support the team. But there's a real kicker. He wanted his pallbearers to be Browns as well, and according to his family, he respectfully requests 6 Cleveland Browns as pallbearers so the Browns can let him go down for one last time. Don't know if they're going to do it, but that'd be pretty cool.
That would be neat.
If they did that. For a guy who, again, was a season ticket holder for 55 years, I would think that'd be certainly well worth a way to thank you. It's 852.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norman G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade, or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month, or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
It's the locals' time of year. The students are gone, the traffic is down, and it's time to hit the town. Buppy's is open when you need them. Come hungry for Buppy's Lunch Buffet Tuesday through Friday with one low price that includes everything. And we mean everything. And when you need Buppy's on the weekend, try their brunch buffet every Sunday from 10 to 2 with all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch favorites plus a carving and pasta station. When the craving hits, get to 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's going to be close to 100 today. But tomorrow we get to 100, so woohoo! Yeah, we can enjoy that. Islamic holiday of Ramadan begins at sunset today. And let's see. They don't eat. They fast for 30 days between dawn and dusk. They eat in the evening. And then it ends on the feast of fast breaking, which is like 30 days later. So, if you know. Oh, and by the way.
It's a big basketball thing, I guess.
Yeah. Very nice.
It changes. Yeah. It's a lunar holiday.
Yeah, fast breaking.
It's
yeah.
not always.
But it's a sports
but
holiday.
It's fast breaking. It's a fast breaking. See, like fast break.
Maybe I just don't know basketball enough.
Fast break.
I
yeah.
can tell there's a joke there.
There is when they throw the ball way down the court and you know move it real quickly down to usually get a slam dunk. That's a fast break. Fast breaking day. So.
But no Hail Marys.
No,
in Ramadan.
No, I would think.
Oh!
Very good. Excellent.
That
very
was
nice.
Wonderful.
By the way, you can say Happy Ramadan. Apparently, that's all right.
Okay.
Just want to let you know, in case you know anybody. All right. Let's see what else. Authorities have arrested a man. They allege vandalized a Cincinnati school while dressed in a Spider-Man underwear. They say Thomas Williams was dressed in the superhero underwear when he broke into the high school and sprayed the fire extinguisher.
They make underoos for grown-ups?
I guess they do. That's kind of scary.
Why do we
right
care
there.
What kind of underwear some guy was wearing?
I don't know. Because
that's
figure,
all he had on.
Yeah, but you figure he's probably covered him up by now. You wouldn't be able to catch him. So, arming... Arming staff with guns may not be the magic bullet that some schools had hoped in their battle to prevent shootings at school. In Kansas, where schools are now allowed to arm employees, EMC, the insurance company for 90% of the school district, says any school that does so will lose their coverage.
Now, is that them trying to legislate with that, or not legislate, but...
Well, control the legislation.
Right.
In Kansas, what they say is, we are making this underwriting decision simply to protect the financial security of our company, it told its agents. In Oregon, the organization that manages coverage for most school districts recently announced that they would have to pay an additional $2,500 premium every year for each armed staff member. But some advocates of gun toting teachers say that if the current school insurers are too gun shy, the market should be able to find a solution. Three community colleges in Kansas recently dropped their coverage with EMC insurance because of that. In fact, it says its new insurance plan will save it over $2 million the next decade. And in Texas, one school district has been arming its staff since 2007 and saved lots of money by switching insurers. So,
well, good.
Yeah. Once again, let's hope that the
that in fact the marketplace can take care of that.
And that, children's, is how the free market works.
Yeah. You don't get to see that very often, but there you go. Four kids found a 5-pound tooth in Sumner, Iowa, in a creek.
Got to be dinosaur.
Mastodon, yep. Professors at the Upper Iowa University. The Upper Iowa University. I'll have to. Probably knows where the Upper Iowa University is.
As opposed to Lower Iowa.
Right, exactly. Or Central Iowa. Yeah. Anyway, it's 20,000 years old. So that's pretty cool.